You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern recently announced up to 10,000 New Zealanders will be quarantined after returning from overseas. Multiple police officers were reported at airports ushering recent travellers to be quarantined at hotels and campervans, rather. As of March 26th, the ministry reported no campervans were yet to be used. Jess Dalabaka is an Auckland University student who recently came back from the Netherlands from exchange. She's currently being self-isolated at a hotel in Auckland as she's unable to return home to Wellington as all domestic travel is banned. Sherry began by asking her about how the travel back home was.
So I had a bit of a nightmare coming back home. I was flying home from the Netherlands. I was on a university exchange there last semester. Stayed on. I had flights that looked like they were going to be cancelled, embassy telling me like to go home, then to stay, then to go home again, and no one knew whether or not Doha Airport was going to stay open or closed, but then I eventually made it, which was good, and I think just a bit of luck.
Incredibly stressful because New Zealand was going into lockdown, and I'm sure a lot of other countries were tightening their borders, so how was it getting on the flight home, and where are you currently at the moment?
The Netherlands was kind of being similar approach to what the UK was doing with the herd immunity. So the Netherlands had thousands and thousands of cases but wasn't closing its borders. So it wasn't so much getting out of the Netherlands that was going to be the stressful thing. It was getting trapped in transit, but basically wanted to make sure that I could at least try and get home before everything went into full lockdown for like who knows how long. But when I was in the air from the Netherlands to Doha, New Zealand changed its policy for what would happen with international arrivals. So when I landed in Doha, I got an email from Safe Travel saying that no domestic flights were allowed if you come in from internationally, and the government would quarantine you for 2 weeks. So I'm currently staying in the Pullman Hotel, which is quite nice, but it's not as nice as being back home with my family, which was the original plan.
So you have to catch a domestic flight to see your family. I'm guessing they're probably quite stressed and concerned, but how's it been staying in touch with your family, and how's it been staying by yourself in these difficult times?
It's been quite challenging, I think. I knew that I was going to have to go into self-isolation in Wellington, and so I knew that meant, you know, no welcome home hugs and keeping, you know, distance from mum and dad and things like using different bathroom. But I think at least being in the presence of them was something that I was, like, really looking forward to, and having, I've got a dog and a cat at home, so that would have been nice. But being lucky, the internet has been pretty good, so I've spent just, like, a majority of my time on FaceTime talking to my family and talking to friends, which has been good. I don't know what the situation is like for people who are stuck in camper vans. I think I'm lucky that I've managed to stay, been put in a hotel.
And how long is your stay going to be in the Pullman Hotel?
That is a great question. I don't know the answer. I don't think the hotel knows the answer. I don't think the government knows the answer. Originally, it was 14 days, but then last night got like a very aggressive knock on my door at 9 p.m. saying that I needed to fill out this form about whether or not I was going to be able to go home after the 14 days were up. It didn't really explain what the criteria was about whether or not I will be able to go home after the 14 days, or if they'll keep me in the Pullman after 14 days, or whether I'll have to find somewhere to stay in Auckland for 14 days. So it seemed quite up in the air. It felt a lot more secure when I knew it was just going to be 14 days. I was kind of like, I can get through that. That'll be okay. Totally understand why the government's doing that. But I think if it lasts for the whole 4 weeks in this tiny hotel room, I'm going to go like a little bit stir crazy.
How's been the mood? Because obviously there's quite a lot of people who must be quarantined together in the hotel. So how's the mood been? How's the support services been?
I mean, so I'm not really supposed to be seeing anyone else. So anyone I see is in full PPE gear, which is kind of weird. I've only really seen my neighbours when we opened the door to get our food, which is delivered with 2 metres social distance. I've heard lots of screaming kids, which I can understand must be really hard because, you know, kids want to run around outside and we're not supposed to be doing that. I went downstairs to the lobby a couple of days ago and there was a very, very angry man yelling, complaining about how lunch hadn't been served until 3 p.m. when the last meal he and his kids had got had been when he'd arrived in the hotel at like 7 a.m. in the morning. So I think, yeah, the mood is probably not great. Whenever I've seen anyone, they seem to be pretty down and uncertain about what this means. In terms of support services, I haven't really been told about anything. We did get told that we can ring any mental health support lines if we're feeling low, but I haven't used those. I've felt pretty okay talking to my friends and family, but from the government hasn't been, yeah, there hasn't been that much provided.
It's a time of a lot of things happening. How has the communication been in terms of from the government?
Pretty poor. I don't want to bash the government because this is such a stressful time. And I totally understand why they're doing this with international arrivals, because we pose the highest risk. But people on that plane coming into Auckland weren't aware that they weren't allowed to take domestic flights. It wasn't maybe until about an hour and a half, 2 hours, when I was off the plane after being screened time and time again. The temperature was taken, like isolation plan was asked about. It wasn't until I got to the very, very end that a police officer told me that I needed to go into government self-isolation. He couldn't tell me what that was going to look like, whether or not I'd be able to get home for sure at the end. And it has been a bit higgledy-piggledy since then as well, with conflicting messages from the hotel saying we're allowed to go out to the supermarket, with Cinder on the press conferences saying that we're definitely not allowed to go to the supermarket. So I think there's been a bit of a lack of communication about what we're allowed to do, what we're not, how likely this will go on for.
Was there anything else you wanted to add? For
the food has also been like pretty poor. I've had some very like very weird meals that have had no carbohydrates and kind of like a salad with a side salad for lunch, or just like absolutely tiny portions. And I really don't want to go to the supermarket because if I'm, you know, I don't have any symptoms at the moment, but if I'm carrying it, me going to the supermarket is super dangerous and I really don't want to do that. But there's just not enough food to keep, I think, keep people happy and content. So I'm hoping that they'll fix that soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.